This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Hectic campaigning continues for remaining phases of Lok Sabha elections. Leaders of various political parties are crisscrossing states to garner support for their party. Star campaigners of different political parties used all their might to woo the voters for the next phase of elections in Uttar Pradesh. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi today said that CAA is a burning example of Modi ki guarantee and it is clear that BJP fulfills its promises. He said CAA will not be removed. Addressing an election rally in Jaunpur district of Uttar Pradesh, he said this Lok Sabha election is an opportunity for the country to choose a leader who can run a strong government which makes the world aware of India's strengths. He said earlier development was restricted to big cities, but now a lot of development has taken place at places like Ayodhya and Kashi as well. He also addressed political rallies in Azamgarh, Bhadohi and Pratapgarh districts of the state. On the other hand, Congress General Secretary Priyanka Gandhi Vadra campaigned in Raebareli. Attacking the BJP, she said the Saffron Party is promoting lawlessness. She also criticized the government for lack of facilities in cow shelters. Samajwadi Party Chief Akhilesh Yadav also attacked the BJP in Banda and said the state and central government are neck deep in corruption. He also addressed another political rally in Fatehpur district. These rallies are being held in the constituencies which will go to polls in the fifth and sixth phases. The government has slashed the prices of 41 commonly used medicines and 6 formulations used to treat diseases such as diabetes, heart and liver ailments. The decision was taken at the meeting of the National Pharmaceutical Pricing Authority in order to ensure that the cost of essential medicines remains affordable for the public. The pharma companies have been instructed to pass on the information on the reduced price of various medicines to dealers and stockists with immediate effect. The National Testing Agency has asked the candidates scheduled to appear for the CUET UG 2024 exam in Delhi on the 16th, 17th and 18th of this month to download revised admit card. In a notice issued today, NTA said candidates must download a revised admit card reflecting the new exam centre from official website of CUET UG. It said candidates who already downloaded the admit card after 5 p.m. on the 15th of May need not download it again. New and Renewable Energy Secretary Bhupinder Singh Bhalla has underscored the country's determination to play a pivotal role in the global hydrogen economy. Addressing the World Hydrogen Summit 2024 at Rotterdam in the Netherlands yesterday, he assured the delegates of India's capability to meet any scale of production demand for green hydrogen, provided there is sufficient market demand and support. The Secretary said the country's installed electricity capacity from non-fossil fuel sources is projected to increase by 50% by 2030 in line with the country's commitment to transition towards sustainable energy sources. The National Disaster Response Force has called off the search and rescue operation at Mumbai's Ghatkopar area where a giant hoarding had collapsed on Monday following a sudden dust storm. A total of 16 lives were lost in the tragic incident, while 75 others were injured. The operation was called off this morning, hours after the bodies of a retired general manager of air traffic control and his wife were pulled out from a car stuck underneath the structure. Speaking to reporters after inspecting the site, Mumbai Civic Commissioner Bhushan Gangrani said they have thoroughly checked the site to ensure that no one else is trapped under the debris. The Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has predicted heat wave conditions over northwest India and Bihar for the next 5 days. Severe heat wave conditions are very likely to prevail in some parts of west Rajasthan, Punjab, Haryana and Delhi till the 20th of this month. East and central India are also likely to witness heat wave conditions from the 18th of this month. The Weather Department forecasts rainfall accompanied by isolated heavy to very heavy rainfall over southern parts of India till the 22nd of this month. In badminton, the top Indian men's doubles pair of Sattvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty advanced to the quarterfinals of the Thailand Open Badminton Tournament in Bangkok today. The duo defeated Shana Shehao Naon and Cheung Wei Han 21-16, 21-11. India's Mirabalu Wang Meslam continued his impressive run in the tournament. He defeated world number 54 Mads Christensen of Denmark to advance to the quarterfinals. And with that, we end this news bulletin.